The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O God.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts grow troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you myself, so that where I am, you may also be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you're going. How could we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters and children, good morning to you all. Hope you're all doing well. We the pastors, we are praying for you all every day so that Jesus may keep you safe at this time. And today's liturgy tells us that how the early church accepted the challenge of keeping Jesus' memory alive by remaining faithful to him by doing humble service. And this is what we too are doing today. We are making Jesus' memory alive through our faith and through our service. In today's gospel, the apostles are aware that Jesus is about to leave them, so their hearts are in trouble. Another problem for the apostles. Jesus told clearly before that he will leave them. So, there may be a lot of confusion among the apostles. What to do when there is no Jesus among us? So, their hearts are troubled. What to do? Confusion. Still, by seeing that, Jesus strengthens them by his encouraging words. Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith in me. I am going away to prepare a place for you. I will return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too." This is the greatest gift and greatest promise that he gave to his apostles and to all of us greatest promise that he will come back. At time, he is going away from them to prepare a place to get set to go. He will come back and he will take every one of us to his heavenly kingdom. So this is the last chance for the apostles to stay with Jesus before his ascension. So they began to clarify their doubts. So this is the last moment where Jesus and the apostles being together. Jesus gave a lot of instructions how to keep up their faith and how to follow Jesus. But still, the apostles want to clarify some of the doubts. So, immediately St. Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. So, how can we know the way? We don't know which route you take and where you go and stay. We want to know the way. Because we want to follow you, we want to come to you. Show me the way. For this, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am everything for you. I am the way. It means, know me, listen to me, follow me, have faith in me. I am everything. No one can come to the Father except through me. I am the way to come to the Father. Here, Jesus is asking them to understand the mutual relationships between Jesus, the Father, and his followers. So, he is comparing himself with the Father. The basic doctrine of Judaism is that Yahweh is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no any other God. And Yahweh is everything for them. Now Jesus is comparing himself with the Father. Hence Jesus is making a revolutionary claim that he is equivalent to Yahweh. Jesus also declares that he is the safest and surest way to God. So Jesus is the life because as God, he possesses the eternal life of God and shares his divine life with his disciples through the word of God and the sacraments. So, the Jewish people had a hope. It was the hope of every good Jew someday to see God face to face. It is their faith. One day, we see God face to face. That is the faith they have in their religion, Judaism. That's why St. Thomas asked him, show us the Father. St. Philip asked Jesus to show the Father. And Jesus clearly says, I and Father are one. If you follow me, you will see my Father. That's all. And Philip asked a question again, Lord, let us see the Father and then we shall be satisfied. At least at the end time, show us the Father. We have been waiting for a long time. Many waited and died. Still we are waiting. You say that you know the Father. Show us the Father. For this Jesus says, if you know me, you know my Father too. So here Jesus is comparing himself with the Father. And no, you being is allowed to compare himself with God as a father or his relative or coming from God, nobody is allowed to say. That's why Jesus very clearly, very simply, he says, I and God the Father are one. My ways are his ways. Follow me and you will see the Father. So here, why all these questions come? Because the Christianity is not yet started. Even Jesus proclaimed about the kingdom of God, which God the Father is going to give to everyone. When Jesus sent 72, go and proclaim the kingdom of God, they proclaim that God is going to give us the kingdom. They did not speak about Christianity or about Jesus. So, Christianity is not at started. So, all these Jewish people depended on Judaism, their religion. They have only one God. There is no other God. So, after ascension of Jesus, the Christianity began to bloom. So here Jesus clearly says, finally, by doing Father's works, Jesus totally revealed his Father to us. So what are the things that he did in his ministry? Proclaiming the kingdom of God, proclaiming the promises of God, and doing miracles for children of God, he revealed himself that he is the Father. All the works that Jesus did relates to his Father. So, it is very clear in the first reading how finally Jesus became a beautiful living stone to the church. In the second reading, Peter compares the church to a building. And in this building, Jesus is the cornerstone, a living foundation stone. So now, the church began. When the apostles received the power of the Holy Spirit, from that moment, the church began to grow. Jesus has sown the seeds of Christianity. And his followers began to grow the church. That's why Jesus became one of the cornerstone, a living foundation stone in the church. Each Christian is a living stone which has to fight always more perfectly in the building which is the church. So each one must become a living stone in the church. So we must see to it that our stone fits perfectly by the time we die. So we need to make our stone to life in the church. That means believing in Jesus, trusting in Jesus, following Jesus' commands, living as one of the best examples servant of Jesus must be in us. Then only our living stone will be always alive in the church. So we need to keep our stone alive until we die. So one must go on working hard to adding new stones to the building of the church. Not only making our stone to alive in the church. And we need to bring many more living stones in the church. That must be our proclamation. That is the expectation of Jesus. And that is how the expansion of the church will grow. So, this is what the apostles and the followers of Jesus day from the beginning of the church. They kept the Jesus memory alive, remaining faithful to him. Whatever the hardships may come, they kept Jesus' memory alive. From the beginning of the church, many troubles, many problems, many trials, all together solved all the problems and began to live as a living stone for everyone. In this Holy Eucharistic celebration, let us also pray for our mothers. Today we are celebrating Mother's Day. That's why God the Father, the Ten Commandments, He gave the fourth commandment: love your father and mother. God has much love towards the mothers. So on this feast day, we thank our mothers, pray for them, honor them by celebrating Mother's Day and by offering our mothers on the altar of